We will not go quietly away. If in the future that requires violence, just remember you brought it on. My rifle is loaded.
Why, I can't help wondering, is God thought to need such ferocious defence? One might have supposed him amply capable of looking after himself. Bear in mind through all this that the editor, being abused and threatened so viciously, is a gentle and charming young woman. Perhaps because I don't live in America, most of my hate mail is not quite in the same league, but nor does it display to advantage the charity for which the founder of Christianity was notable. The following, dated May 2005 from a British medical doctor, while it is certainly hateful, strikes me as more tormented than nasty, and reveals how the whole issue of morality is a deep wellspring of hostility towards atheism. After some preliminary paragraphs excoriating evolution, and sarcastically asking whether a Negro is still in the process of evolving, insulting Darwin personally, misquoting Huxley as an anti-evolutionist, and encouraging me to read a book, I have read it, which argues that the world is only 8,000 years old, can he really be a doctor? He concludes,
"Your own books, your prestige in Oxford, everything you love in life and have ever achieved, are an exercise in total futility." Camus' question challenge becomes inescapable. Why don't we all commit suicide? Indeed, your worldview has that sort of effect on students and many others. That we all evolved by blind chance from nothing and return to nothing. Even if religion were not true, it is better, much, much better, to believe a noble myth like Plato's if it leads to peace of mind while we live. But your worldview leads to anxiety, drug addiction, violence, nihilism, hedonism, Frankenstein science, and hell on earth, and World War III. I wonder how happy you are in your personal relationships. Divorced? Widowed? Gay? Those like you are never happy, or they would not try so hard to prove there is no happiness nor meaning in anything.
The sentiment of this letter, if not its tone, is typical of many. Darwinism, this person believes, is inherently nihilistic, teaching that we evolve by blind chance and are annihilated when we die. For the umpteenth time, natural selection is the very opposite of a chance process. As a direct consequence of such alleged negativity, all manner of evils follow. Presumably, he didn't really mean to suggest that widowhood could follow directly from my Darwinism, but his letter, by this point, had reached that level of frenzied malevolence which I repeatedly recognise among my Christian correspondents. I have devoted a whole book, Unweaving the Rainbow, to ultimate meaning, to the poetry of science, and to rebutting specifically and at length the charge of nihilistic negativity, so I shall restrain myself here. This chapter is about evil and its opposite, good, about morality, where it comes from, why we should embrace it, and whether we need religion to do so. Does our moral sense have a Darwinian origin? Several books, including Robert Heinz's Why Good is Good, Michael Shermer's The Science of Good and Evil, Robert Buckman's Can We Be Good Without God, and Mark Hauser's Moral Minds, have argued that our sense of right and wrong can be derived from our Darwinian past. This section is my own version of the argument. On the face of it, the Darwinian idea that evolution is driven by natural selection seems ill-suited to explain such goodness as we possess, or our feelings of morality, decency, empathy, and pity. Natural selection can easily explain hunger, fear, and sexual lust, all of which straightforwardly contribute to our survival or the preservation of our genes. But what about the wrenching compassion we feel when we see an orphan child weeping, an old widow in despair from loneliness, or an animal whimpering in pain? What gives us the powerful urge to send an anonymous gift of money or clothes to tsunami victims on the other side of the world whom we shall never meet and who are highly unlikely to return the favour? Where does the Good Samaritan in us come from? Isn't goodness incompatible with the theory of the selfish gene? No, this is a common misunderstanding of the theory, a distressing and, with hindsight, foreseeable misunderstanding. It is necessary to put the stress on the right word. The selfish gene is the correct emphasis, for it makes the contrast with the selfish organism, say, or the selfish species. Let me explain.
The logic of Darwinism concludes that the unit in the hierarchy of life, which survives and passes through the filter of natural selection, will tend to be selfish. The units that survive in the world will be the ones that succeeded in surviving at the expense of their rivals at their own level in the hierarchy.